Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On today, that is Thursday, the 27th of September, this podcast's a bit late. You know, sorry about that. I'll explain later. Hopefully this podcast is nice and loud and crisp, because I've had some complaints last week about that it was fucking... It was too quiet. You know, people are like, I'm out and about. I live in London. I'm trying to walk around listening to this podcast. You know, and it's too quiet. It's quiet as shit. So hopefully we'll fix that this week. The reason was, this recording device that I have was being powered through. Basically what happens is, this is some nerd shit. You put batteries in this, and if you want it to be mobile, you put batteries in it. But you got to switch on this sort of phantom power thing that like powers your microphone. Now what happens is, when I plug it into the mains, when I sit down here and record a podcast, when I plug it in, I think there's too much power going to it. So last week there was this like type thing going on. I'm like Michael Winslow up in this bitch. And I'm presuming the problem was there was just too much power going through it. You know, it's a recurring theme in my life. Just too much motherfucking power. Know what I'm saying? Wearing a fucking navy hoodie on a black background right now. I look like a floating head. But anyway, hopefully it's crisp. Hopefully it's loud this week. Get involved. I'm on the hunt for new mics, guys. If anyone has a couple of SM58s, you know, they used to be in a fucking wedding band. They don't do it anymore. And you're looking rid of them? Send them my way. I'll fucking take care of them, bro. Because fucking God forbid I pay full amount for it. Suck my asshole. Let me plug some shit while I have you. Obviously, the gigs are fucking flying in these days. The gig that was on the 27th of October in the Limelight, it's sold out. So we've put on another date, which is the day before, 26th of October. That's my birthday. And the reason we do this is because you put a show on sale and the people are like, yes, let's go to that. Let's get it. The people who can afford it, the people who, whatever, they get it. They go get the tickets. They're like, yep, let's go do that. We probably people who are a bit older, I would imagine. You know, that's the type of shit you do when you're like 30 plus. You go, let me fucking get my hands on these tickets. And then what happens is it sells out. And then people go, fuck, we should have went to that. And then you go, we have a second date, don't worry. And then the people go, all right, now we get the tickets. You know? And that's for Transblender at the Limelight. So 26th, 27th of October. My birthday night on the 26th. I'm going to try and take it easy and go mad on the Saturday. And you know, if the live podcast is anything to go by, people are fucking lunatics. And you can't mention things like your birthday because they'll bring you goddamn shots that... stuff where you're like, is this for human consumption? Or is this the clean alloy wheels? You know, they give you something. They're like, oh, there they go. It's fucking purple. And, you know, you have to make sure your eyes are closed when you're drinking it. Or you go fucking blind. Anyway... So 26th, 27th, for all you London folk, I'll be in London on the 12th, which is very, very close, on the 12th of October, at the Museum of Comedy. Now, all I did was briefly mention that gig. It's very small, so there's about 30 tickets left. So now...
Who's this, cunt?
So now that I mention it, get on it, guys, if you want to go. I'm only doing one show this time, just a run through the old big, the big set. But that's on the 12th. On the 18th, we're in Glasgow. So all you fucking Glasgow heads, if you know anyone in Glasgow, give them a motherfucking shout. And what else we got? 20th, we'll be doing the Nerve Centre in Derry. For all, everyone's been asking about Derry. Like, are you going back to the Playhouse? I did the Playhouse last time. I think I'll do the Nerve Centre this time because I did it before and I liked it. And I like the Playhouse too, but it's... Do you know what I mean? I'm a dirty, stinking comedian. Anything where it veers too much into, like, this feels like theatre? Nah. Take me to the Nerve Centre. Get yourselves a lock of pints and get in there. And let's get real down and stinking with it. And that's all I have in the books yet. Working on the Manchester gig, working on the Liverpool gig. Hopefully the Liverpool one will be finalised by today. It's a very small fucking gig, so anyone that's mentioned about Liverpool, get all up inside it. And that's about it. That's about all I have to do for the minute. That's all I have to tell you about. Oh, the Devonish. I'm actually doing a gig, and I am going to sneeze. Am I going to sneeze right now? That's action, bro. That's live action. Yeah, Paddy McDonald got in touch with me. He's like, oh, the Devonish, which is in West Belfast, the legendary Devonish. They're doing a big gig on Saturday the 6th. So any of you West Belfast heads, if you're in the area and you don't feel like going far, just fucking get an aisle ticket for that. The lineup's ridiculous. Me, Paddy McDonald's emceeing, I would imagine. Kieran Bartlett, Paddy Raff. Now, am I scared about that? Yeah, because every one of them is from West Belfast, as far as I know. So they'll be fucking pew, pew, with the local jokes, you know? And then I'll be turning up going, what about... Nah, fuck, am I joking? I'm going to murder, okay? Murder. Say murder, can't turn my phone off during a motherfucking thing. Hold on, what's this? Maureen sent me a photo, this will be good crack. Let me see, what's this? Am I checking my phone on a podcast? I do what I want around here. Oh, it's a photo of me from a long time ago. 27th of September 2011. Holy shit, me and Maureen must have just been starting to fucking kiss each other in the mouth. And, I mean, I'll repost that photo on my Instagram. And I've got a daisy behind my ear. And, like, I've said this many times before. The great thing about looking like shit from an early age is you never change. I look in that photo like this, and it was 7 years ago. And if you were to take a photo from then and show one from 7 years before that, I'd probably look maybe worse actually. I think I might have got borderline better looking the older I've got, whatever that means when you're a fucking, you know, ugly cunt. Anyway, so yeah, that's it. If you want to rate and review this podcast, if you're a new listener, go ahead and do so. Apparently that does something to the old algorithms or whatever. You know, like if there are thousands of people rate and review it at once, iTunes get a wee semi-boner and go, oh, what's this new shit over here? Huh? And then it turns up on a page and then everyone fucking follows it and whatnot. But, you know, that's about it. That's about it, guys. Let me play this goddamn intro and we'll get the thing underway.
The General Banter Podcast with Paul and Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Great times, guys. Cheers for tuning in to all you sound cunts out there. And for a quick shout out to everyone who keeps logging into that Patreon to support the podcast. I think someone sent me an idea. I wish I could remember his name right now. I said the second podcast of the week is going to be exclusive. It's just going to be posted behind the paywall on Patreon. So, yeah, I think the audio version... Well, I'll figure it out. I got to figure it out. I just don't know. Because people like audio. You know, the audio one's going to go up on the regular feed. So the video one might just be posted on Patreon just as a video, and then a couple of days or a week later maybe we'll get it up on YouTube. I need to figure it out, guys. I don't know. I feel like we're working on a bunch of levels here. If you're supporting the podcast, that's unbelievable. I can't believe that. I can't believe even if you gave a dollar which is fucking unbelievable. It's not even the money. It's the fact that you've heard me talk about it and you've went, let me go on my computer or my phone, find that, put all my fucking details in. That's the bit I can't believe. And if you've went to that length, thank you very much. Welcome to the Dead On Mafia. Let's get fucking inside it. You know what I mean? Fucking unbelievable. But yeah, we're still trying to figure out. I only know one gear, and that's, oh, you want me to do more shit? I'll do more shit. Do you know what I mean? All this secret stuff, doing all secret things. I don't know. Just enjoy it. All right. I'm yet to put that on silent. Fuck's sake. What was I going to say there? I have to watch what I kick off these podcasts with, because someone before was like, oh yeah, you complain too much. But it is hilarious, some of the messages I get. We're in a world of social media where it's like, you know, I'll be like, I got a show going on, guys. It's going to be amazing. And then people are like, I wonder what time it ends. Let me ask Colin directly. Do you know? Let me ask Colin. You know, like, I'll just Snapchat him and go, what time does your show end? And I go, oh, it has to be over by like 10 because the club night starts in the limelight. Cool. What other fucking gig? I shouldn't answer them, but what gig are you going to where it's like, oh, what other gigs have been on this week? Trailer Park Boys or something in fucking Ulster Hall? Oh, let me, what's your man's real name? Let me fucking send him his DM on Instagram. Bro, what time does your show end? Because I have a fucking pile of drinking and a train to get. And then I have to go, yeah, it's over by then. If I get to what? I mean, I'm being sound as fuck, obviously. But it's like, bro, figure it out. Or people, you know, like, if you go on the Buy the Blender page, terrible response rate. It's like, oh, average answer, like fucking 20%, 11 hours to reply to something. And you're like, that's because most of it is the most stupid shit you've ever heard in your fucking life. Do you know what I mean? Oh, you're not funny. Thanks. Why would I answer that? You know, I can see that it's one sentence. Here, mate, you wouldn't do us a favor and use all your social media platforms to promote my rap music? Hey, of course I won't. You know? Oh, see, that happened to me yesterday. God bless them. You know, close friend was like, oh, I'm a mate doing this thing. Will you repost this? And I'm like, yeah. How's that going to look amongst the 9 gigs that I have to promote this week? Welcome to Colin Geddes' therapy podcast, where he yaps like a wee bitch. Oh, I've booked the thing and I seem to be out of my depth. Who can I give a shout? Who do I know of but don't know that I can get in contact with and be like, here, use your platforms to promote my shit. Hey, we're having a charity night somewhere, in the Europa. I that's what I love about charity fundraisers. We're having a charity fundraiser. It's in the Europa. You know, we don't have money to pay you. We'd love you if you could sign something and we sell it. If you come down, there's a free 7-course dinner, but we can't pay you. And you're like, are you raising money or are you finding a cool way to spend tens of thousands of pounds? You know, that's like having a fucking wedding and going, oh yeah, we're trying to raise money at this wedding. I mean, it costs 30 grand, but fucking people drive me nuts. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. We're off the races here today. I'm sore. I did a workout last night. Me and Dave are on the heavyweight cut. 3 pounds down after 1 week. And that included a day of eating a lot of... In fact, that included drinking, I think. Yeah, that included fucking... I thought, when was the last time I did a podcast? Yeah, I went to Culture Night. Did I talk about that? I don't think I talked about Culture Night. Can't remember when the last fucking podcast... Yeah, I went to Culture Night. Which was weird, you know, just walking around doing a bunch of shit. Did I talk about that? That would have been Friday, wouldn't it? I'm having a fucking break. This is not a good podcast. It'll get better. I've got great stuff to talk about. Yeah, I'm near. I'm literally checking the last date of a podcast I did. Friday the 21st. Yeah, I would have done it before I fucking went. Went to Culture Night, which was hilarious because you can't get anywhere near the actual culture bit in a car. And yeah, we went in there and just walked around, everyone spray painting everything, getting a bit of fucking art in the city. You know, and then you walk around and it's just fucking just weird shit, you know, drum circles, people dancing about, people doing weird shit. But in typical Belfast fashion, all it was is an excuse to fucking just go out and basically fill a backpack full of, it was like the posh 12th, that's what it's like. It's like the hippie version of the 12th. If you ever walk through Belfast on the 12th, it's just fucking lawless. It was similar, but it was a bit more like, we've brought our own carryout, but you know, it's a berry flavored Copperberg, and they take it out of a fucking leather satchel and just drink it on the street, and then dispose of it properly, which is the most important bit. But yeah, it's all right. Belfast calls it Culture Night, and all it really is the city being almost like a real city for one day. You know what I mean? We were in Amsterdam there, in Paris, you walk around, there's festivities at night. Do you know, you fucking walk through these wee, you walk through these wee squares and people are playing fucking games at night time and all, they got a wee glass of wine. It's all very civilized. You know, that's just a real city. They're like, welcome to Belfast Culture Night, aka, it's nearly like a real city. Welcome to City Night here at Belfast, where we do regular pleasant things like we're not a depraved shithole. And then just the somber fucking burnt out Primark building all shut off. Weird. But anyway, I had a feed apparent at that and it was blocked. You know, I do stand up about it sometimes, but it's like literally you have those day pints and it's equal to like 4 night pints. We went into the Sunflower Bar, which, you know, is another one of those places where you just cannot get a regular pint of beer. It's like, can I have a pint of fucking beer? And they're like, well, what do you want, bro? Dude, you got a triple fucking treacle stout over here, and you got a fucking whatever. And you're like, what's the most, like, harp? And they go, oh, it's this Czech one called fucking Shits and Giggles. And you're like, yeah, give me that one then. No worries, dude, $7.49. But yeah, I've had a couple of pints in there. It was full blitzed. Litzville. And then we went to Bunsen Burger. And make a fairly diva comment right now. You go into Belfast on a night like that, you're like, let's enjoy the festivities. And then you remember that you have millions and millions of hits on fucking social media videos and YouTube, and every cunt wants a photo. Very polite though, a lot of very polite young men, which was good to see. You know, hey Colin, how's it going, big fan, take a photo. Absolutely, mate, have a good night, guys. You look like you're fucking sensible, well done. You know, just fucking good guys. Saw two guys go yeah like this. And at about 20 meters away, I was like, oh, that's fucking thing and thing. Like, I knew them. And then I got closer and I was like, oh, that's not them. That's just two guys that look a lot like them. That's a weird fucking thing. You know, you haven't seen someone in a while and you're like, oh, there's fucking. And you're like, no, it's not. That's not even him. That's just, he's got the same silhouette. You know, went to Bunsen Burger. Shout out to Bunsen Burger. For no reason at all. But in fact, the guy at the door is coming to the Limelight show, and he was like, I'll get you a fucking seat real quick, even though it's busy. And I was like, nice one. Fuck those peasants out of here. Yeah, it still took an hour, but I went to the toilet, and there was a girl from school, and she was like, I didn't recognize her. And then she's like, I was 2 years younger than you. And she goes, oh, it's fucking weird to have a celebrity here, whatever. And I was like, what? And she's like, I went to Ballyclare High. And I went, oh, right, very cool. She goes, do you remember me? And I was like, no! Regardless of anything, regardless if you know me, if you fucking whatever, you're a celebrity, seen your videos or whatever, do you remember me 2 years younger? No! I don't fucking remember. You could show me fucking photos of a rugby team that I played on and I'd still be like, oh shit, I only know about 6 names. And like, you're making me feel like a cunt. You know, like I'm some sort of, oh, Mr. Fucking, everyone's getting photos with you outside the fucking toilets and all that. You don't even remember me. Of course I fucking don't. You're 2 years younger than me, apparently. How the fuck would I remember you? I didn't know I was going to have to. You know, like scan around the school. Noted, noted, noted. I mean, you're lucky I haven't changed. You're lucky I look exactly the motherfucking... Now, did I have hair in school? Yeah. But I'm pretty sure I was shaving it about 2 months after I left school. So, like, I've looked the same. I don't know what the fuck you look like. Hiya, I'm 28. Do you remember what I looked like when I was 16? Because if you think about... Erna, what age would she be then if it was 2 years? 29. Right? So, when we were at school, say I was leaving, I'd have been 18, she'd have been 16. Do you remember? Do you remember what I looked like when I was 16? What age are you now? 29. Absolutely not. That cracks me up so much. You fucking big shot. You don't even recognize me, do you? From when I was a fucking teenager. That was like one of my granny's sisters, probably my great auntie. Haven't seen her in ages. My granny gets a hip replacement. I go to hospital to visit her. And the two sisters are there, like literally like a fucking, like some horror movie. Evil sisters. And she goes, oh, gee. And they're like real thick armor. I don't know what the accent is, but like, oh, Jesus, Colin, when did your hair fall out? And I went, well, Mabel, when did you see me last? Oh, Jesus, you must have been 12. In that window, you know, in the window of 12 to 30 is probably when my fucking hair fell out. Huh? And you're lucky you're in a hospital because I'm about to put your hips out right now. Do you not recognize me from when I was an adolescent? No. Fucking hell, like. Hilarious culture night. And then went to my sister's the next day, had a pile of cake. So I was eating pretty clean all week. And, you know, I just kind of got back on it Monday and then weighed myself in on Tuesday. I think Tuesday's the weigh-in date. I think Slimming World do Tuesdays, do they? So it was 3 pounds down. And funnily enough, Maury noticed whenever she was like, you know what's weird? The last time you tried one of these fucking attempts with iron, or the last time you tried to eat healthy, she goes, you're actually, like, my weigh-in was 284. And then the week later, I was 281. So that's 3 pounds off. Which I think is substantial enough to be like, I just didn't take a shit or something. You know, like, oh, you've lost a pound, took one dump. I think 3's decent. And, you know, working out hard in there. But she said the last time I fucking weighed in, whenever I was trying to fucking lose weight before, I was 291. So, without really consciously trying to do it and just kind of working out a bit better, I'm down... That was like 7 pounds anyway. So I was down like 7. That, you know, from a time before to when I started this challenge with Dave Elliott. It's the heavyweight cut on Instagram. You know, we take stupid videos of each other, of ourselves working out, and take photos of our dinner and, you know, slag each other off as to how much work you're doing compared to the other one. And then Dave has a fucking chest infection this week. So that's when I should be doing the work. You know what I mean? Do you know what Tyson... Like Mike Tyson. You know Tyson? Barry Tyson? Mike Tyson used to get up and run at like 4 in the morning. He's like, ain't no one else is awake right now. And he would just... he's running away. Goes to sleep for an hour. Trains again at like 6. That's me. That should be me while he's got the cold just out here. Fucking... Last night I felt like I was doing a lot of weights recently. And then I did... I've just been working out because we bought all the gym equipment. All the plates, bumpers, fucking all that shit. And I've been... working out Tuesdays, Thursday, that's the minimum, always Tuesday, always Thursday, and I've missed it both this week, so I've done the work around it, but do a workout with Maureen's dad, down in his big shed with all the equipment, and I just felt like I was doing a lot of weights, and then they did a treadmill in their house, and they moved it down to the garage, and I went down one day by myself, and I was like, fuck, I might just do a bit of cardio here, and I did a HIIT session on the treadmill, so it was like 20 on sprint, and 40 off basically, and I did 15 minutes and I was fucked. I was just like, my cardio was pish, because when I was doing the personal training, I would do like a lot of closers and stuff, and you know, you're doing a lot more just cardio things, rowing and fucking bikes and just shit like that. So I'm trying to introduce that a bit more. I'll do the weights, and then I'll just, like last night I did a 25 minute sort of HIIT session. I don't know if it's HIIT. Well, yeah, it would be HIIT, but you just, I got an app on the phone, and it's a fucking good way to work out by yourself. See if you have any sort of problems, like you're one of those people where you're like, oh yeah, I need to go to a personal trainer just for them to tell me what to do. Get that app on your phone and just fucking do it, like whether it's like 30 seconds on, you can adjust it. You could do if you want to do a longer set, you do 30 seconds on, a minute off if you want, as long as you're going pretty hard. I was doing 20 seconds on, 30 off, and I would just fucking buy, and it goes quick, you know what I mean? It's like, you don't get much, you think it's a lot of rest at the start, but like once you start mixing it up, fucks you up. And it was just, literally just like press ups, sort of floor sweeper setups, air squats, and I would just fucking do them in a circle till I'd done like 15 rounds. And then I started doing some shoulder presses, pretty slow because my shoulder was a bit crunchy, and then some snatches, and then just burpees at the end. And I was like, this is fucking great workout. No wonder your man fucking Joe Wicks never shuts the fucking HIIT session, baby, midget trees, that cunt. No wonder he never shuts up about HIIT. That's a good way to do it. You just go when the fucking timer goes. You don't need a personal trainer shouting at you. And I did it in the garage here on the old matted floor there. It was great. Felt good after it. You know, you're not fucking... I am actually sore because I had a fucking weird back. But great way to work out, guys. What has this podcast become? We're down 3 pounds. You know what I mean? Acting like a motherfucking CrossFit athlete around here. Anyway... oh yeah, so, oh my god, see one of my sisters, like, I don't know what it is, we're so different. Like, her idea, like, she's like, everyone's coming around for lunch, and she works in events, so everything's so fucking, you know. I left Adam off at the airport 6 a.m, he was going to England, I came home, I started making leek and potato soup, and she's telling me all this shit, and you're like, this isn't abnormal, this is just cooking for people. It was amazing, like, it was a nice lunch. But she was getting on, like, she just, you know, did the Great British Bake, or what do you call that, Great British Menu, and cooked for, like, 100 fucking royalty. And I was like, oh my god, I'm running off my feet, make sure you eat them, I sweated over that. And you're like, it's a salad, you've chopped up some tomatoes. She goes, I thought that was way too, and I'm basing this versus what I would do if people came around here, which is, like, massively overbuy, have way too much booze, never run out of booze. You know, if I was doing, like, she did those little honey sausages, which are like fucking crack cocaine. And she did, like, yeah, I thought no one would eat those, but they've all been eaten. And you're like, there's 7 adults here, and you cooked 24 cocktail sausages. I'd have bought 4 packets of those. Do you know what I mean? There'd have been a fucking 100 near enough on that plate for 7 adults, if that was me. More, probably. Because then you get to eat it later on. It's just so different. And then she brought out the cakes, and I fucking demolished them. She did make brownies, and they were fucking unbelievable. And she's like, I think I burnt these. And I was like, no, that's what you want. Crunchy as fuck on the top, barely cooked in the inside. That's how you want the brownie. People are like, no, you want it thick and chewy the whole way through. No, you don't. Crispy, and then goo up the middle. So apart from that, 3 pounds down. I don't know what Dave's lost. I mean, I feel it's a bit unfair on this fucking, if we're trying to cut down to heavyweight weight, because he's a lot more poundage to lose. But you know what I mean? It's the journey. It's like, if you want to lose, if you're like, fuck, I have a month to lose, you know, 20 pounds, which is probably a bit extreme, and you only lose 16, you've still lost 16. That's amazing. You're trying to quit smoking, and you have the odd cheat cigarette. You're like, fuck, I had a cigarette today. You're like, that's fine. You had one cigarette when the day before that, you had 45. It's all good, baby. But it is a shame he's got a chest infection, because I'd really like to fucking step this shit up. You know what I mean? What else to do this week? I went down to... I've been booking different gigs. And I went down to Dublin with Shane on motherfucking Tuesday. That's why I didn't get a podcast out. I had a very busy day on Tuesday. Jesus Christ. Got up, went to Belfast, had a meeting with our boy Joe with the Limelight there. We went for a fancy lunch. And this is the weird thing. When you're trying to eat healthy, Now, this is what this podcast become. Me trying to figure out how to get fit and healthy. A lot of other podcasts, by default, have just become fucking mental health podcasts now. Do you know? I've listened to about fucking... Which is a good thing. But I've listened to about 10 fucking podcasts that were one thing that have now just morphed into like, oh yeah, here's a load of shit about mental health. And I've certainly talked about it. But, you know, we're in the fitness game now. Let's talk fucking food. It's weird, the things I'm eating. You know what I ate this morning? There was leftover basmati rice, and this is for breakfast, and then there was bits of cooked bacon, and I threw it in there, and then I just put, like, diced cucumber and fucking lettuce in it. And I was like, I'm just eating it. Like, I hate porridge. I'm just like, I'm just gonna eat this. It's, like, real, it's real-ish food. Well, not as real food. But, like, the other week, I was like, I quit eating eggs because I was like convinced it was giving me like brain fog, and then I looked it up and I was like, oh yeah, eggs, dairy, soy are all the things people get like brain fog. And I only noticed that when I was trying to intermittently fast, as they call it. I would, you know, most days I'll be like, I'm going to try and fucking put off eating until about 12 just to give your body a bit of a rest, put some water in it. And then I would like eat at like 12 or something like that, and then I would just be like, it's not dizzy, it's just like, you're just like, I feel like I need to fucking go to sleep right now. You're just like, ah, oh, I just can't focus on anything. Now, if there's any medical people out there, you're probably going, yeah, Colin, you've full-blown diabetes, so why don't you get that checked out and obviously just eat your breakfast? Okay. But I would notice, you just notice like your throat's a wee, not swollen over, but just a wee bit like, just a wee bit fucking... Do you know what I mean? Like, you're like, you're drinking loads of water and stuff whenever I had eggs. And I would eat them every motherfucking day. So I was like, let me get off these for a while. And then felt like different. Strange, very strange. But I used to eat them every day for breakfast. Now I wake up and I'm like, I hate porridge. You can't eat cereal because it's shite. You start to realize, like, you know, if I'm eating, I have to eat like really quite decent food here. It has to be real decent food. You know, went out with Joe from the Limelight there, got a sandwich, and I ate the sandwich. I was like, what the fuck did I eat that for? You know what he had? Because he's on a no-carb thing. A burger with cheese on it and a bacon thing and a side salad. And I'm like, why didn't I get that? Instead, I got a roast ham sandwich, which was, like, tasty, but... I was just like, bread doesn't even fucking count as food to me now. I'm just like, that's like eating two bits of ham and a side salad. I was like, could you be fucked? I was starving as soon as I left. But anyway, I ran around town in the morning because of... I took a smaller camera traveling when we went traveling. I took the Canon G5X, which is... There will be a Euro fucking film put out soon, but it's just so much stuff to get through. But it looks real sweet. And I don't even know if it's fun to watch, but it's fun to make. But I had a big, giant fucking GorillaPod on it that was for like a 5K camera, which is just... Wait, this camera I'm using right now is sitting on one of them, and everybody looks at it like, what's this? Some sort of fucking beads for your asshole? It's a big, heavy, fucking, looks like anal beads, but it's way too much for the smaller camera, so I wanted a smaller GorillaPod. So I went into fucking, what do you call it, Calumet or whatever, at fucking Boucher, and they're redoing the shop, and the girl was like, we don't have anything. It's all upstairs or whatever. I don't have anything. And then went around to Jessup's real quick. It's funny when you make wee missions for yourself, you're like, shit, I've half an hour, could I get the Jessup's? Could I park and fucking get this thing? So I got myself a wee GorillaPod. And you're like, how 31 am I when camera accessories give me an actual erection? Tremendous. But did that, and then went for lunch, and then went to fucking Dublin with Shane Todd. And it's funny because you just notice yourself getting old. It's like, do you know what I mean? You're like, it's that should have been fucking you. Lads away for the day. Like, he's doing a show. We'll fucking hit the pints. Everyone else on the train was going to fucking Arctic Monkeys. And you're like, yeah, let's fucking party. But it wasn't. We just fucking got in the thing. Talked about comedy. Talked about fucking, you know, having kids. Not together. You know, talking about shit like that. Talking about business. Health. Talked about his Crohn's disease for about fucking 2 hours. Strange. Now, also, fuck this guy, because he loves Nando's. You know, it's almost like I don't, Nando's is shit. Like, I don't fucking even, if you got a Nando's on a plane, I would be like, fucking right, food's decent on this plane. Or if you're in hospital and you're like, oh shit, half a chicken and some chips, can't be mad at that. But to willingly go in and pay 20 fucking euro for this shit blows my mind. He paid for it, you know, because he was like, who wants to come to Dublin for the day? He paid for it, fair play to him. Paid for the train ticket too, God bless him. I was basically just his wee date for the day. But it's weird. It's such a weird place. But so he's all like, yeah, I'm eating like vegan now, basically. And I'm like, oh, very good. That didn't twig in my head until we went, you know, until way after. I was like, we're in Nando's. He goes, I'm getting the chicken wings to start. Okay, vegan chicken wings. They're not, they're just regular chicken wings. And he had those. And then he gets a fucking, like, I don't know what the fuck it looked like. You know in the newspaper when you read it and they're like, well, they've been able to genetically modify, you know, what do you call that, guilt-free meat, and they grow protein somehow and make it into a burger. That's what he had, only it was like red pepper and fucking sweet potato or something in a burger, like a very machined, perfectly circular fucking patty. And he's like, oh yeah, it's got the chips and the peas and this, and you're like, Shane, this is how much he loves Nando's. I'm like, there's a place around the corner, I'm pretty sure it's called Cornucopia, which is like, I'm pretty sure a very well known, let me look that up actually, just a fucking, I actually walk past it, Cornucopia Dublin, there it is, it just comes up straight away. We're the much loved and longest vegetarian whole food restaurant. We're fucking a dick's length away from Cornucopia. Borderline famous vegetarian place. And he chooses to still go to Nando's for a goddamn sweet potato and roast pepper fucking hockey puck. Mad bastard. Swear to God. Mad, mad bastard. And then I was like, I'm starving, I want all the meat. What's the best thing to get? Half chicken or something? He's like, nah, half chicken's not really that big. So instead I got like a butterfly chicken, which was one chicken breast cut in half, which, suck my dick. Do you know what I mean? That's like what I would eat whilst I'm making a sandwich that has fucking three chicken breasts in it. Do you know what? Fuck chicken. Chicken can suck my dick. I heard this store, probably can't, don't even have lips. Quite rare, find a chicken with lips. I was talking to one of Maureen's family members there, uncle or something, and he's like, ah, there was now a chicken house around the corner there, but they do eggs and chickens and whatever, they raise chickens, and they fucked up the thermostat one day in the heat wave, and he goes, all the chickens basically melted. And I went, what? And he goes, ah, they just kind of die and go jellyish and kind of just melt all over the place. And I was like, ah. First of all, you drive by a regular chicken house, you're like, smell that shit. Fuck knows what it smelled like when they microwaved the fucking things. And he goes, ah, chicken's a funny old bird, funny old animal to eat. And I see, ever since he said that, I was like, that's kind of right. Do you know what I mean? Big bit of beef, you know what I mean? Big, healthy, fucking eating all the grass, you know what I mean? You cut it, all the blood pishes out of it, you get these big whacks of meat, you slow cook it, delicious. You just get this little fucking feathery rat basically running around the floor eating a bunch of worms and shit, and then you're like, Nando's, probably shouldn't be eating it. It's all about that beef and pork, bro. Fucking fuck chickens, bro, and fuck Nando's as well. Now, how can every bastard and like half a pub grub gourmet shithole have nice chips, you know? Oh, nice, there's a nice fucking, you know, rough cut chip. It's got a bit of skin on it. They're fried nicely. Nando's absolutely just have McCain's fucking frozen chips. And it's disgusting. And why that? You know what I mean? I didn't pay for it and I'm still offended. Thanks, Shane, for taking me out for dinner. You know what I mean? But hey, can I have a butterfly chicken breast, and I'll have those McCain oven chips with some fucking orange ground up glass on it. And I will have give me some coleslaw, which is rank as well, and then some peas, and some and a corn on the cob, which is barely cooked. Yeah, I'll have all that, please. Yeah, yeah. And that's no problem. That's $35.95. You could fucking. It's, I don't know. It's just, it catches on. Do you know what I mean? It's very fucking strange. But then Shane had a gig in the International, and a bunch of ones turned up to the International. Now, I went, the main objective of this trip was to sort of scope that venue out. And I know it has a regular comedy club every night, possibly, or, you know, three or four nights a week. But it is a shithole. It makes Lavery's. Lavery's looks like a goddamn VIP area in a club compared to this place. Now, Lavery's did just get done up, but, like, this place is just, like, old, shitty furniture, wrecked. The place is stinking. There was no barman. There's no microphone. Everything's... You know, it looked like they shut the doors of, like, a punk rock club in the 80s and then just reopened the door yesterday and you could get to walk in and be like, look at the old till and look at the old fucking drinks glasses and everything. That's what it's like. And then there's all photos of famous comedians all over the walls and whatnot. But, strange. It's dingy as fuck. But there's the... I don't know if I'll be doing a gig there. Anyone who's from Dublin who's been asking me, I don't know if I'll be gigging there, I'm afraid. I want somewhere with a microphone, to be honest with you. And I'd like the customers to be in seats that have a back on them. And they can be like, I'm having a reasonable, comfortable evening. But yeah, Shane did the usual, you know, what all comedians do, which is do their set. And then everyone fucking round of applause pays in. Everyone gets photos with you, you know. And then he's like, oh, that was shit. You're like, it was fine, you know. It's a small gig with no microphone. It's going to be as weird as it sounds. As a performer, do you know what I mean? It's going to feel weird. But he did well. It was interesting to go down and just watch a wee show for the crack. I had to leave like halfway through because I'd fucking back up doing something the day before and was like, I can't even stand here. Had to go buy Nurofens. And I went to a wee local shop and was like, do you do Nurofen? And he goes, no, you have to go to the chemist for that. And I was like, are you serious, bro? You can't even trust people down here with a goddamn Nurofen? He goes, oh, full of fucking smackheads. And I was like, no worries, bro. Shout out to everybody who sent me classical music recommendations as well. I mentioned last week that I was on a classical music binge. I say binge, I'd heard one song and I was like, God damn it, I'd like to listen to more of that. Then turns out, I'm like, nah, I just like that song. I want to read you something out. Our boy Kyle from the Foot Factory in Belfast, which is where I like to go for all my shoe needs. Shout out. Do you know, if you want to go out on a night out and fucking... You bought a sweet pair of shoes and then you look around and you're like, fuck me, 10 other dudes in this place have these shoes. If you want to avoid that, get them in the Foot Factory, you know what I mean? They got that other shit. That obscure shit. I laugh my bollocks off. He sent me this. First of all, he was talking about stupid names that people make, take orders off him. And then he sent me a whole pile. I'll read them out. There was like Jennifer Mandick. That's hilarious. Don Dyke. I have to hold this away. Spackman. My boy Spackman. There's a guy called Jason Mycock. Hey, I'm Jason Mycock. Cecil Bastard. Going to Paris. Cecil Bastard. Now... They're all borderline funny. This one, I laugh my bollocks off, right? Some guy ordered a pair of shoes. It was going to Germany. The guy's name is... I don't know how to say this. It's probably German. It's like D-O-E-R-T-I-E, but it looks like Dorty, right? Or no. Okay, no, sorry. The names are obviously switched, like the first name and second name. The name is probably Janice Doherty, right? Which sounds like you're from Derry. Yanis. It's probably like Yanis Doherty. Yanis Doherty? But it was for like her husband or something. And they've fucked the names up on that. Or no, I'm trying to work out what order this is, because so it was like a dude ordering for his wife, or a wife ordering for the husband, right? Yeah, that was it. The guy's name is... The guy's name is Norbert Wank. And the wife or whatever is called Doherty. And my guy was like, the guy's wife's name is literally Doherty Wank. Oh, fuck. This is my wife, Doherty Wank. And before we got married, her name was Doherty Anus. That is the type of shit that I could watch a fucking new Dave Chappelle special and not laugh as hard as I would at just that thing being called Doherty Wank. Oh my god, it made me laugh. Very nice. What the fuck is this? Oh yeah, I was looking through mics. Everyone was sending me a bunch of shit. What's happened in the news this week, guys? What about Drake texting that wee girl? This would crack me up. That wee girl who's called, like, what's her name, Millie Bobby Brown or something? My name's Millie Bobby Brown. She was in Stranger Things, like some wee girl. And, you know, she obviously, you know, sent Drake a message or something, and then Drake sent her a message or something. And they're like mutual fans, like, oh, I love that. And then they'd met somewhere. He's like, oh, I miss you or something. He goes, yeah, I miss you so much. Probably just trying to be nice to some wee girl. Now, does she look 40? Yes. But, and everyone's cracking up. Like, oh my God, are they like texting each other and whatever? And oh my God, is Drake going out with like a 14-year-old or something like that? Who looks like a boy? And you're like, let me stop you right there, folks. Why the fuck? Even if she was 22, right? I think that's when, like, if you're Drake, I think that's when girls are out of the creep zone. When you're 22. Like, I'm gonna, you know, also, I'm gonna have an 18-year-old, weird. 19, 20, 21, 22, you're, okay, you're starting to move into an adult now. But, even if she was 22, you're like, do you think Drake, for one second, is gonna be like, I'm gonna stop fucking all these absolute fucking damn piece, like, the hottest girls in the fucking world. You watch those fucking rap videos and you're like, oh my God, I wonder what it'd be like to just be surrounded by, you know, like, all those fucking sort of mixed race girls with the big fat asses and the giant tits. That's his life all day. Why the fuck would he fuck this 14-year-old wee boy? I'm sick of fucking all these fat butts. Unlimited fat brown titties in my face. Let me fuck a 12-year-old boy. Fuck me, like. I mean, yeah, like, she is a 14-year-old boy, essentially, is what you're looking at right there. Who's the one he was banging a minute ago? What's her name? Fucking... What's her fucking name? Let me look her up here. No, that's not it. Hold on a second. Let me do a bit of fucking perving here. I can't even find her. I don't know. There was some girl that apparently he's going out with who's 18. And you're like, nah. Still weird that she's 18. But come on now. And he's going to fucking be like, nah, I've had enough of this girl. Bring me that 14-year-old wee boy from Stranger Things. You know? I can literally... That's like... I don't know. I'm trying to make a weird comparison. It's just like, why would you want that? It'd be like if you had fucking... I don't know. It'd be like if you had all the money in the world and you had a fucking garage full of, like, lethal cars. Like, what'd I take today? The Aston Martin? The McLaren? What'd I take? know what I fancy? Driving a Ford Ka. That's kind of what you're dealing with right there. I think Drake might be having an affair with it. Sort your life out. Sort your fucking life out. He is putting his dick in works of art all day, probably. I'ma cut a hole in a fucking painting. Fuck you, throw a painting. I don't mean that. But he's got like the best of the best of the best looking people, probably. And he's gonna be like, nah, I'll risk jail to bang this little fella here. Unbelievable. I feel sick. Speaking of feeling sick, this is hilarious. We hear this. Bill Cosby. Jesus, sorry.
Interview we found from 1991. Bill Cosby was on CNN promoting a book. He tells an interesting story. Take a look.
The Spanish fly was the thing that all boys from age 11 on up to death, we will still be searching for Spanish fly.
That's right.
And what was the old story was, if you took a little drop, no, it was on the head of a pin.
And drop you put it in a Coca-Cola. Don't matter.
It doesn't make it. And the girl would drink it, and
she's yours.
Hello, America. You took a little drop. No, it was on the head of a pin.
That's right. Drop it in a Coca-Cola. Don't matter.
It doesn't make it. And the girl would drink it, and
she's yours.
Hello, America.
How creepy is that? Spanish fly, I think, was a drug that people used to talk about. It was literally like, oh yeah, just fucking pop it in her drink, next minute she's all sleepy and weird and you can fucking ride her. And I'm in a weird place about this, because I'm like, you know, it's like, can you be a victim of, I'm not saying he's a victim, but it's like, I mean, is there any, how do you word this? It's like, is there any, is it ever brought up, you know, like, was this the fucking norm? Is this what the fuck happened? No, it still doesn't make it right. It's a complicated place. You definitely shouldn't be fucking, I actually think if you're drugging girls and like they're unconscious and you're banging them, like what, there literally isn't, I don't know where the fucking joy is in that. For anybody. For you, you know what I mean? Are you just like, oh, well, I can't be arsed talking to this. Like, why would you not want to bang someone that wanted to bang you? That would make it way better than being like, just sitting there watching, looking at your watch, like, any fucking second now, she's just going to pass out, and then we're off to the races. It's very fucking strange. But, and then it's like, in those circles, it's just like, is that what the fuck happened? Did people just be like, well, you know, that's me. You know, you get the girl, you chat her up, you bring her home, you fire something in her drink, she falls asleep, you know? Blast one inside her. And just everyone was doing that. Not that it was ever right, but it's just like, can people be sort of conditioned to be like, oh, this is just what happens? Which is fucking terrifying thought, like, but I don't know. I mean, even if you, it's hard. Well, it's hard to do that too. It's hard to like fucking break down different offenses. But it's like, do you know what I mean? If you were fucking like Eddie Murphy, and he's like, I don't have AIDS. I'm not a faggot. You know, I'm not a faggot or whatever. He's just saying faggot because it was like that's what everybody fucking called gay people at a time when. Being gay was like a taboo or sometimes illegal. Yeah, it's a faggot, man. Just calling people faggots. You know? Are you allowed to go like, oh, by the way, you're like, we're gonna fucking do you for hate speech for saying faggot in the '80s? Or can he be like, well, sorry, I was young, that's how everyone said it, none of the language was policed. You know, and I fucking definitely don't think like that now. That's on a much smaller scale, but it's like, you see, it's still rape. No, it's still weird. It's still weird. It's still fucking weird. It's still weird that you would choose to do that and not enjoy, like, not, like, if you're a famous guy, I'm sure you could, there's some people who are just fucking blown away by the fact that they're even talking to you, and you're like, hey, you want to suck my dick, baby? Yeah, it's just fucked up. I mean, I was trying to think logically about it there, but it's still fucking weird. And I think it's just the fact that the scale that he did it on, do you know what I mean? He was trying to be fucking nice. Or no, well, yeah, just there was too many women, but then he's just one of these guys who like faked that he was nice all the time. Had all these morals, would give off the younger black comedians about swearing and wearing their fucking trousers too low and shit. Meanwhile, he's out fucking book, out riding, raping, more like it. Yeah, I got a moral high ground, but I still rape you. The likes of Jim Norton, Joey Diaz, people who are comedians who are outright with, like, Jim Norton's like, I'm a fucking full-blown pervert. But he does things that are, like, you know, legal, or, like, with, not legal with prostitutes, but you know what I mean? He's not raping anybody, he just does creepy fucking things. Joey Diaz, someone who's, like, you know, a criminal, who's really over the top, fucking cocksucker, just, you know exactly what you're getting. Whereas the weird thing about maybe like Louis C.K. or Cosby or something is like they come across as like, oh, I'm the moral fucking whatever. And then just like, just fucking doing weird shit. Cosby 81 was also categorized as a sexually violent predator. Meaning he must undergo counseling for life and be listed on the sex offender register. The actor declined to make a statement when offered the opportunity. A retrial in April. Cosby was found guilty of 3 counts of sexual assault for drugging and molesting Andrea Constant. Cosby's request for bail pending appeal was denied. He was also fined $25,000 plus the prosecution costs. Seven questions answered about Cosby. What's that? Is that the woman there? Now, why am I surprised? I mean, that's just toxic masculinity, sexism, everything coming to fucking fruition there. I seen a picture of this woman who looks to me like an older lesbian. She looks like fucking John McEnroe, this woman. And why did that surprise me? Do you know, I was like, oh, I don't know what I was expecting there. Like a hot young girl. Obviously it was fucking years ago. She's about 60. I'm a piece of shit. Swear to God. But yeah, fuck him. Let me watch this video, see what they got to say. Cosby has been jailed for sexual assault. Will serve 3 to 10 years.
As everyone knows, I wanted 30 years. But I'm very happy to know that Mr. Cosby will do time in prison.
We've got justice.
I'm more emotional than I thought I would be. And this is just going to show victims that they can make it through and that there's justice at the end. And hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're glad the judgment day has finally come for Mr. Cosby. Mr. Cosby has shown no remorse.
Mr. Cosby, any comments, sir?
They persecuted Jesus, and look what happened. Not saying Mr. Cosby is Jesus, but we know what this country has done to black men for centuries. So Mr. Cosby's doing fine. He's holding up well. And everybody who wants to say anything negative, you're a joke as well. Thank you.
Fucking black people.
Jesus, and look what happened. Not saying Mr. Cosby is Jesus, but we know what this country has done to black men for.
That is annoying when people are like, I know we raped 75 women, but come on, man, he's black. He's not your average fucking black man. He's a fucking world famous billionaire. That's not like, you know, the black. the black man's being held down in this country. They're being oppressed. They, you know what it's done. He's pretty much Jesus. He's the raping Jesus. He's out there slipping motherfucking poison fishes in your fucking wine. And then you wake up with a condom in your ass if you're lucky. You know what America's done to this country and black men? It's given them no other choice but to drug women and dump loads inside of them when they're asleep, goddammit. I, as a black man, am being held down. Take away the jobs and, you know, you keep the black community down with the use of crack cocaine. You control the population. You gentrify the areas. And what else we gonna do but slide a motherfucking rehypnol in your drink and put my dick in your mouth? Hmm? Yeah, bro, the blackness has nothing to do with it. You fucking... Tard. Hilarious. Right, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here, guys. All the gigs, with all the gigs coming up, with Lavery's next Wednesday, we've got fucking Ryan Cullen, we have Cormac McDermott, I can't say that, Cormac McDermott, from the Notorious Barrack Boys, I'm emceeing. Then on the 6th, I'm at the Devonish. And for anyone who's going, oh, you're doing a Belfast gig there, but you're also doing the Limelight, different stuff, bro. It's going to be different stuff. There's going to be videos and shit at the Limelight. It's going to be all the new material. Whereas the Devonish is going to be just a good old club set. You know, some old stuff, a few new bits, a couple of classics. That's what you're going to get. Yeah, if you're in West Belfast, you go into the Devonish, get an old ticket. You can ring them up, buy tickets as far as I know also. But that's going to be enjoyable. Yeah, and then it's just fucking, we got the 6th, we got the 12th, we're in London. Go to the, if you go to colingettis.com, there's links to all these tickets. So, yeah, we got the Museum of Comedy on the 12th. We've got Blackfriars in Glasgow on the 18th of October. On the 20th, we're in the Nerve Centre Derry. And the 26th, we're in the Limelight Belfast. The 27th is sold out. Holla! You know? So, yeah, that's about it. If you want to support this podcast, it's patreon.com/generalbanter. Shout out to everyone who's donated. Killing it. Get to come out here. Make it a priority. Do you know? Get to come out here and fucking... I'll also probably do a podcast with Shane Todd tomorrow. So that'll be an extra podcast for you guys. So there you have it. Content flying out of the fucking place. Yeah, that's about all, folks. I'm going to get out of here. Do I have a tune for the end of it? My favorite rapper of all time.
And what was the old story was, if you took a little drop, no, it was on the head of a pin.
Right. Drop it in a Coca-Cola. Don't matter.
It doesn't make it. And the girl would drink it. And
she's yours.
Hello, America.
Why is he so happy? Hello, America. The girl would drink it, become unconscious, and in you go. In you go. Just. So brutal. When you think about, I mean, this is hashtag trigger warnings all over the place. If you think about how fucking brutal it is. To fucking, like, you know, force yourself into somebody. how grotesque it is if a body was, if someone's just lying there unconscious and you're fucking taking off all their shit and fucking all this shit. How grim that is versus people being like, oh yeah, I got drunk and invited a guy around and had sex with him and I regret it. And I'm gonna be able to say that he raped me now because I had a few drinks. How fucking silly that sounds when you're like, this is when people are actually getting raped. You know, he pointed at me like this when he was shouting at me. Rape. Sort your lives out. What a note to end on. How the fuck can I end on that? That is fucking grim. Oh. Jesus Christ. Unbelievable. what is it? I love it. What a funny song to play. I'm such a fucking hoe. I love it. Clean. Radio edit. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have fucking ended on that shit. Shouldn't have.
You're such a freaky girl. I love it. You're such a freaky girl. I love it.
I said Will Smith rapped on this song.
Freaky girl, I love it. Your boyfriend is a dork, make loving. I just pulled up in the ghost, stepped up out in London. Then I flipped up on a cousin or her sister, I don't know nothing. Am I getting ignorant like a lighter? Please be ignorant. All this water on.
I mean, it's hilarious the way. Shout out to radio stations down south. They just go ahead and play songs. But like, why are you playing that song? It was like, shit, it's can hear this neat for me. Such a freaky girl. I love it. It's Nick. Fucking. It's,
on my neck look like I fell when I went fishing. So much diamonds on my bust now. Ooh. What's the time?
Oh, yeah.
There's been three words in it.
Smoke, perp, sip, and pinch. You're such a freaky girl. I love it.
How many words were
both? Oh, yeah.
Smoke, perp, sip, and pinch. You're such a freaky
what?
Girl. Time.
Oh, yeah.
Smoke, perp, sip, and pinch. You're such a freak.
Don't play it. Scott Mills, do not play that on the radio. It's just play the fucking girl, instrumental.
I love it.
Fuck Kanye West. Kanye West is a goddamn genius, let's face it. He's a fucking genius. No matter what he does, everyone copies it. Obviously, some things he puts out, and he's like, this is a fucking... You hear it, and you go, what the fuck is this? And 10 minutes later, you're like, such a fucking hell. Just loving it. But he makes sweet beats, and then, like, his bit's good.
You're such a
I think.
Freaky girl, I love it.
Apart from the quick fuck bit.
You're such a freaky girl.
When the first time they asked you, you want sparkling or still? Are you trying to act like you was drinking sparkling water before you came out here?
You're such a freaky. I'm a real freak, I need a real freak. Woo! I'm a real freak, I need a real freak.
I'm a sick fuck, I like a quick fuck. They should have went like, I like a side of toast, I like some toast. I like toast, I like a cup of tea. I like toast, I like a cup of tea.
I'm a real freak, I need a real freak. Ooh. I'm a real freak, I need a real freak. Ooh. I'm a sick pup, I like a quick jump. I light your wrist up, I buy you a sick truck. I buy you some new gifts, I get you that nip tuck. How you start a family, the condom slipped up. I'm a sick puppy, I'm inappropriate. I like hearing stories, I like the whole script. I wear your clothes went before you post it. Send me some more pics, you look nice for four kids. Kids, kids.
You're such a freaky girl, I love it.
That's fucking terrible. I'm a sick puppy, I like a curry chip. It's like, what the fuck are you even talking about? I'm getting out of here. I've lost the plot today. I'll do another podcast with Shane tomorrow, God willing. And yeah, see you in a bit, guys. Shout out.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.